Try a free sample of berry pie?
Oh, yeah, I do. Wait. Will this send me spiraling out of my routine?
Time to consult the online experts.
One bite will destroy your metabolism. Drink butter coffee instead to kill cravings.
What? Is it really that bad? I had protein this morning, right? Ugh, but it looks so good.
Only eat after walking 10,000 steps.
Pie is only 2 steps from here. Am I overthinking again?
Fruit ruins
Never
insulin
Never eat after 7 p.m.
One cheat day.
Cut carbs by
30%. Stop it!
They don't know your body. Only you do. Signos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear. Just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at Signos.com. That's SIGNOS.com with code SPARK. Signos.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your neighbors are bad? Think again. This is the Nightmare Neighbors Podcast.
Welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today, we're tackling a situation that I'm sure many of our listeners can relate to. We're talking about those, well, let's call them interesting neighbor dynamics. Specifically, we're diving into a story that involves property lines, privacy concerns, and a gate that seems to be a real point of contention.
It's fascinating how often these disputes arise, isn't it? You've got that age-old desire for personal space, the idea of my castle clashing with the realities of shared boundaries and legal agreements. Throw in a strong personality or two, and things can get complicated quickly.
Absolutely. So for our listeners, let's paint the picture here. Great. You, our listener, have described a peaceful cul-de-sac, your own little slice of tranquility. You've even installed a fence with all the proper permits, might I add, to create that sense of privacy and security. But, and there's often a but, there's an easement involved. Could you explain what that means in this context?
Sure. In the simplest terms, an easement gives someone the legal right to use a specific part of your property for a particular purpose, even though they don't own it. It's like a right of way. So in this case, it sounds like your neighbor has the right to use a portion of your driveway for parking because of this easement.
So you've got your haven, your fence, everything's above board, but then there's this easement that kind of throws a wrench into the mix.
Mm-hmm.
And to make matters more interesting, your previous neighbor was totally understanding, respected the boundaries. Now enter Karen.
Ah, yes, Karen. We all know a Karen.
It seems she has a, shall we say, unique interpretation of how this easement should function, leaving the gate open constantly, directly impacting the security and privacy you worked so hard to establish.
And that's where those deeply held feelings we talked about earlier come into play. Legally, the neighbor might have the right to use that part of the driveway. But it's not a free-for-all. It's about finding a balance, respecting everyone's rights. Your need for security and privacy is just as valid.
Exactly. And you've tried talking to Karen, explaining your concerns about safety, even appealing to that sense of community you'd hope for in a neighborhood. But as you shared, it's been like talking to a brick wall.
It's incredibly frustrating when you feel like your concerns aren't being heard, especially within your own property lines. And that's where things can get tricky. Sometimes it's not just about the physical space or a legal document. It's about how people perceive those things. Karen might see the easement as an extension of her domain rather than a shared space.
And when that happens, when someone feels entitled to prioritize their convenience over the impact on others, that's when those neighborly disputes can escalate. You've clearly outlined your boundaries, both physically with the fence and verbally through communication, yet it's being ignored.
Right, and it's one thing if there's a genuine misunderstanding, which is why that open communication is so important. But when concerns about security and privacy are disregarded, that suggests a lack of respect for you as a homeowner.
You've been put in a difficult position, and it's taking a toll. You mentioned feeling like a prisoner in your own home, which I can only imagine is incredibly frustrating. But before we delve into the emotional impact of this situation and explore potential solutions, let's take a quick break. We'll be back in a flash with more on how to navigate this Karen conundrum.
Well,
welcome back to The Deep Dive. Before the break, we were really digging into this whole easement issue and how Karen's actions are impacting you. It seems like you've tried the reasonable approach, laying it all out, but no dice.
And that feeling of being ignored, especially when it comes to your own property, it's rough. But there are ways to regain control, even if it doesn't feel like it right now. And sometimes the first step is the one we least expect, taking care of yourself.
It's funny you say that because it seems counterintuitive. You're dealing with someone else's behavior. Why focus inward?
Because it's so easy to get sucked into that vortex of frustration and even anger. But those emotions, they can be draining, and honestly, they don't usually help solve the problem.
So it's about building up that inner resilience, that emotional clarity, so you can approach a situation strategically, not just emotionally.
Exactly. Now, alongside the self-care, knowledge is power. Do you happen to live in a neighborhood with a homeowners association, an HOA?
Oh, that's a good point. HOAs can be surprisingly helpful sometimes. They often have rules about these things, easements, neighborly conduct, the whole nine yards.
Precisely. It's amazing how often these seemingly small disputes are actually covered by specific regulations. It's definitely worth dusting off those HOA guidelines or even having a chat with a representative. See what their take on easement-related issues is. You mentioned a fence earlier. A lot of HOAs, they've got rules about fence lines and property access that could be really relevant here.
Now, let's say the HOA route doesn't pan out. You mentioned something before the break that's a little unsettling. Something about a brick. Sounds like things might have escalated.
Yeah, that brick incident you described, finding your gate wedged open, that's definitely a red flag. It's not just a misunderstanding anymore. It feels deliberate, wouldn't you say?
Very much so. And for you, it really shattered that remaining sense of security. You already felt uneasy, but this feels different.
Absolutely. It's a violation, not just of your physical space, but of that peace of mind that a home should provide. It's unsettling, to say the least.
So you've got this escalation. You're feeling the pressure. It's important to remember you're not alone in this. Many people face similar situations, and there are resources, tools to help. But we're going to dive into those potential solutions right after a quick break. Stay with us. And we're back. Now, before the break, we were talking about how that brick incident really changed the game. You need a real solution here, not just a quick fix.
Right. And the good news is you've got options. We talked about the HOA, which might be a good next step if talking directly hasn't worked.
Because sometimes you just need that neutral third party, someone to help everyone communicate and maybe find some common ground.
Exactly. And if the HOA isn't an option or it doesn't work out, there's always mediation.
Now, for our listener who might not be familiar, what exactly is mediation and how could it help in this situation?
So basically, mediation brings in a neutral third party, a trained mediator, who helps facilitate a conversation between you and Karen. It's structured, but still informal. The goal is to help you both talk about your concerns, what you need, what you see happening, but in a productive way.
So it's not about one person winning and the other losing. It's about finding a solution that works. Or at least works as best as possible for everyone involved.
Exactly. Now, mediation's not magic. You need both sides to be on board and willing to work at it, but it can be really effective, especially in these situations where it's just been a communication breakdown fueling the fire.
And what if, and I hate to even go there, but what if none of that works? What if, despite your best efforts, you just can't find a solution?
Well, that's when it might be time to bring in legal counsel. Talk to a lawyer who specializes in these types of property disputes. They can help you understand your options, whether it's a formal complaint, a cease and desist, maybe even litigation as a last resort.
It's not ideal, but sometimes you need that legal backing to protect yourself, to protect your rights.
Absolutely. And this is where all that documentation you've been keeping is going to come in handy. Those security cameras, great idea. Keep a record of everything. Interactions, incidents, when the easement is being used, any attempts you've made to communicate, even any expenses you've had because of this whole situation.
So it's like a Karen logbook, right? Dates, times, everything documented.
Precisely. All of that becomes evidence if you need to take further action.
This has been a lot to unpack, but as we wrap up, what's the one thing you want our listener to take away from this?
Remember, you have rights as a homeowner. You deserve to feel secure and safe on your own property. Don't be afraid to explore all your options. Talk to the HOA, consider mediation, consult with a lawyer if you need to. And through it all, take care of yourself.
Such an important reminder. It's easy to get caught up in the fight and forget to prioritize your own well-being. Well, that's all the time we have for today's deep dive. We hope this has provided some clarity, some potential paths forward for you. Remember, you are not alone in this. Until next time, stay curious and stay informed.
Want more Nightmare Neighbors stories? Then press subscribe now wherever you're listening to this podcast. We'll give at least one brand new Nightmare Neighbor story every single day. Plus, you can always explore the archive as well. This is the Nightmare Neighbors podcast. Press subscribe now.
Hi guys, here's my morning routine. First, I drink olive oil, like a lot of it. Yep, that's good. Then I stare at a red light. It's the kind that helps your cells positively glow. Oh, wow, really bright, okay. Next, I take an ice bath. That's how you melt your fat and fix your, I don't know, other stuff. Ooh, yep, feeling super healthy. Can't fit my toes. Breakfast is raw liver. Okay, here we go. Oh, real good.
If your health advice sounds strange coming from a kid, maybe it's just strange. Cygnos pairs AI with a biosensor so you can track your body's unique responses to food, movement, and more in real time, helping you achieve your health goals. No fads, no fear, just your signal. Get $10 off select plans at cygnos.com. That's Cygnos.com with code SPARK. Cygnos.